Daf is Daf Lamed Ches. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Where I was discussing yesterday about Breira, Yesh Breira, Eim Breira, and the Gemara had suggested that when the Gemara had this distinction when it came to the Tchum of a Chavis and Behema, so Gemara said Rabbi Hoshaya said Yesh Breira, and he did not make a distinction Bein Bechavis, Bein Behema. You could decide Lamafreya, which of the partners own which part, and therefore can be taken within their personal tchum. And Rabbi Yochanan says there is no breira, and therefore all the items are usher, because you cannot figure out which one is owned by who. And the Gemara said, wait a second, Rabbi Hoshaya holds a breira. We had the whole case of the mace and the different doorways, and he clearly does not hold a breira. So Gemara was mahapich, the different shitas, and Rabbi Hoshaya said that there is no breira, and therefore the chaves and behema are aser. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds a breira, and the chaves and the behema would be mutter. So Gemara now challenges this last idea of Rabbi Yochanan holding a breira. Last five lines of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, so, "Mi islay the Rabbi Yochanan breira? Does he really hold a breira?" The Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself says, "Ha'achim shechelku lekuchos hein umachzirin leze beyovel." If a father dies and they divide the property amongst the various brothers, so the din is when Yovel comes, it goes back to the initial ownership. What that means is normally, if Reuven owns a property, he's the initial owner, he sells it to Shimon. So when Yovel comes, Reuven gets the property back. That's how Yovel works. So now what happens when a father dies and the children inherit it? So on one hand, you could say they become the owners now. It was Megala, it was Breira, that they were always the owners from the beginning, and Yovel does not return, does not unwind the Yerusha. Or you might say we only view the brothers as being lekuchen, as buying the property, but which is only temporary. When Yovel comes, it actually unwinds it back to the initial father's ownership, and they have to redivide it each time. So Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that the brothers are called lekuchos, and not the initial owners, because he doesn't hold the breira. Had he held the breira, that would indicate even from the beginning, they were the owners, the brothers own them separately, and it should be theirs forever. So he doesn't hold the breira when it comes to the halachas of Yovel. So Gemara says, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, ki leslay Rabbi Yochanan breira b'deraisa. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan rejects breira on a din deraisa. Yovel's a din deraisa. That's where he says breira doesn't work. Aval, maybe b'dirabanan, on dine dirabanan, islay, maybe he does hold a breira on halach like tchum, which is only dirabanan, maybe he would allow for breira. So Gemara says, u'b'dirabanan mi islay, does he hold of it? We have an example we're about to prove that even on the din dirabanan, Rabbi Yochanan rejects breira. What is that case? V'hatani ayo, ayo is the name of a tana. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ki echad. A person cannot make a tanai on a tchum, and he can't say two things at once. Meaning, ela im b'chacham lemizrach, eruvei lemizrach, lemarv, eruvei lemarv. So he could say, if the chacham comes to the east, I want my ev to be the east. If he comes to the west, I want to be the west. That will actually work. We'll explain that in just a moment. But he can't say, I want both places, and I'll decide tomorrow where I want to go. So the Gemara explains, wait a second, why does it work by the case of the Chacham, not by when he wants to decide where he wants to go? Vavina ba, the Gemara asks in Daf Lamed Ches now, Maishna lekan lekan dulo. Why when he say, I want to make an Erev to both places, and tomorrow I'll decide where I want to go? That doesn't work. Why not? De'ein Breira. He doesn't hold a Breira. Breira doesn't work. You have to be clear from the beginning, from the outset, and you can't decide on Yontif, Lemefrei, what you wanted. So too, Mizrach u'marv nami ein breira. So how come in the case of the Chacham, he said, you are allowed to make an Erev. If the Chacham comes to the east, I want it to be the east. If it comes to the west, I want it to be the west. Isn't that breira? Why does that work? So says Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, u'kfar bar Chacham. The Chacham already came. He just didn't know where he came. It wasn't breira. He just didn't know the facts. If you just look how Rashi explains this, Rashi says around halfway down the narrow line, u'vacha u'kfar bar Chacham, had the Am Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yehuda says in Bachacham leMizrach v'chulei that it works, Da'al Chacham Yachol Hasas. You can make a Tanai, a stipulation on the Chacham, meaning Bishekvar Ba Kodem Ben Hashmashos Askinan. The Chacham already got to his city before Yeshabbat started. Achze Eni Odel Eza Ruach Ba. He wasn't sure where he was. The Kamar Laosa Ruach Shabalo Yeh Aruve Kone. He says wherever he is now, I wanted to be there. Now I don't know the facts, but my Erev will only be effective to wherever the Chacham is right now. So he says, so the ain kinyaso ayde breira, the tchum doesn't work because of breira, ela kinyan vadas. Right now it worked. I just don't know where it's working to, but it works right now. If he's the east, it's working to the east already. Ulamachar, tomorrow I'll find out from the people in the neighbor, so the neighborhood, gili milsa ba'almahu, dil ruach sheishma zeh, shebo chacham kana eruve. Tomorrow I'll find out, oh, he was actually in the east yesterday. So it wasn't a question of Brero, it was a question of just me knowing the facts. That's where it works. But if it's not the case, if I say I want to decide tomorrow where I want to go, that won't work because Brero doesn't work even on a Dinder abundance. So the Gemara says three lines down, Alma, we can conclude from here, less say the Rabbi Yochanan Brero, he does not hold a Brero even on a Dinder abundance. So then we have a question, how could the Gemara suggest in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yochanan does hold a Brero? So Gemara says, Ella really li olam lo tepech. We're not going to switch around the shitas that we discussed yesterday. In other words, Rav Hoshaya holds a Brero. That's why the Chavis and the Behema are mutter. The Shutvim could decide where they want. Rav Yochanan does not hold a Brero. So if Rav Hoshaya really holds a Brero, didn't we say yesterday that he doesn't hold a Brero by the case of Tumas Meis? So answer the Gemara, V'chi les le Rav Yehoshaya Brero, b'deraisa. When does Rav Hoshaya not hold a Brera on the Din Daraisa, like the Tumas Meis, that he says there's no Brera. Aval b'dirabanim, like the case of Tchum Islay, he does hold the Brera, and Darish Mar Zutra Halacha k'Rav Hoshaya. And that's how we conclude that Rav Hoshaya holds Brera works on a Din Darabanim, but does not work on a Din Daraisa.
It would seem that Brera is like Kula, it's not like a position that it's neutral against Ein Brera, right?
I don't know if it's a Kula. It does work as a Kula, but I don't know if that's the driving force. The question whether the mechanism that works or not.
Otherwise, the whole theory that Midrabanan doesn't works and the Raisa doesn't, you would seem that it's because it's a Kula. Otherwise, if you're taking a position that yes, Breira as a clear fact, it shouldn't make a difference between the Raisa and Midrabanan.
That's good, but I hear. It's a tricky mechanism that it's sophisticated, and we only allow the sophistication to work on it. Okay, then the Gemara says around seven lines down, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shorsha Pitem Harehu Kiragle Kol Adam. What's a Shorsha Pitem or Patam? It's a shore that a person would fatten up the shore. And he sell the shore. So he would sell oxen, and then the din is tomorrow, Nantif, they would sell things. You know, they'd make an agreement, however the Mekach would work. But the din is whoever buys it on Yantif, it becomes his. It becomes the Ragle Kol Adam because he has anticipation that someone's going to buy it tomorrow. In contrast to that, we'll look at Rashi in a second, Shura Shalroa, if it's a shore of the shepherd, and then he's returning it back to the people of the city, there, Harehu Kiragle Osoir, it's limited to only people from the city, because the Roa doesn't watch over sheep from people outside the city, only from within a city, so it's limited to the Tchum of the city, as opposed to the Shura Shalpatama, a person who sells oxen, people come from all over the world. I don't only sell to my city, I sell to all types of consumers. So just look at what Rashi writes. Rashi writes the first wide line down here, Harayu Kragli Kol Adam Afilu Ben Ira Cheres Shebalakan Ide Erev Molichul Mekomo. So let's say a person from a different city, he was able to make it to my city through a tchum. He made a tchum, and I sell it to him on Yantif. He could go back to the city, even though I couldn't take it back to the city. I don't have a tchum there. He can because the Kaven de Orcha says Rashi was the way Lizvune Me Esmol to sell them yesterday. He understood yesterday already, Ok me Bershusei demand the Asi Lamachar Bazavan Life. Meaning Erev Yantif, he said, I know someone's gonna come buy a fat ox today, so whoever it is, it's gonna be Kiragle Adam. That was part of his thought process, and that's why the Tchum works. As opposed to the Shore Shell Roeh, says Rashi, the next Rashi, two Rashi's down actually, Harei Kiragle Anshe Osair. It's limited to only the Tchum of a person from the city. Meaning Alpaim Amal Charuach has to be. Vafilu Ir Roa Zed Dalan Alpaim Amal Ruach Achas. Let's say the Roa personally made a tchum to the north only. He has 4,000 amos to the north, and he can't go to the south anymore. It doesn't work based on him. Rather, it goes based on the entire city because he's watching over people's sheep from the city. So that's the distinction between the Shur Shapatam versus the Shur Shara. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Hashoa Klimecha Ve'er Yamtiv. A person borrows a utensil or a article of clothing from his friend Erev Yamtiv. The din is, it goes based on the Shoel's Tchum, which is an obvious point. Of course, Pshita. Whoever has possession of that item before Yamtiv, that's how it's going. We're going to decide the Tchum. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course, the Shoel is the Tchum goes based on the Shoel, if it was borrowed Erev Yamtiv. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, it was only needed to tell me, El Shalom Masulo Ella B'Yamtiv, only if it was given over Erev Yamtiv. In other words, we made the deal Erev Yamtiv, I'll lend it to you, but you didn't actually take the item until Yantiv itself. So maybe in this case, Mal the same, what would I have thought? Lavet Bishu say, ah, okme. Since the Shoel did not have it actually in his possession yet, physically, maybe it should not go based on the Shoel's Tchum. Kamashwa, no, it works. As long as the agreement was made Erev Yantiv, so then the Shoel goes based on the Shoel's Tchum, even though he doesn't get it until Yantiv itself. And Messiah Leili Rabbi Yochanan, this supports Rabbi Yochanan, Shita Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashoel kli mechavero, may Erev Yamtiv. If he borrows an Erev Yamtiv, or at least he made the agreement Erev Yamtiv, Even though it wasn't given over to him until Yontif itself, the din is still goes based on the walking distance of the shoel. So now the next case in the Mishnah was as follows. B'yomtov kiragle hamashu. When it comes to Yontif, it goes based on the one lending it. In other words, if we did not have an agreement of Yontif, you wanted to borrow the item from me on Yontif itself, and I lent it to you. Well, since when Yontif began, it was in my possession, it goes based on the mashil, not based on the shoel. So pshita, that's obvious as well. So lo tricha, it's only needed the rogil vishal mine. We're talking about a case where the same guy borrows from me every single week. He borrows my pot every single week. So I know this week he's going to come to me also. So maybe in that case, since he always borrows from me, it should go based on the shoel. Even though he didn't ask me yet, I know he will ask me. It should go based on the shoel. So Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Bishusei kamokim lei. It should be in the rishus of the shoel. Since he always borrows from me, even though this time he didn't, I expect him to come tomorrow to borrow it from me anyways. Kamash malah, not true. Because Meima Amar, the Mashil, might say to himself, you know what, he didn't come to me this week. Maybe Dilma, Mishkach Inishachrina, V'Azil V'Shal Mine. Maybe he found another guy to borrow from, and he's not going to borrow from me this week. So therefore, unless it's in his possession, unless the agreement's made Erev Yomtif, that goes based on the Raglei HaMashil. Now the Gemara says as follows, and the rest of the daf is pretty tricky. We'll take it slow. You're probably going to have some questions along the way about Bittel. Bittel is always confusing. Not everything seems 100%, it works out. But just let's go take it slow and bear with me, and hopefully things will make at least sense on the surface. So Gemara says, V'chein ha'isha sheshala michaverta. If a woman borrows from her friend some water and some spices and she makes dough, so we had said that her dough now is stuck to the tchum of both the owner of the flour and also the owner of her friend who lent her the spices and the water. So Gemara says, Kisalak Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he said the following tefillah. He rava de'ema milsa de'diskabel. He ratzon, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let my word be accepted. Let me say something that people will accept in Limud HaTorah. That was a little short bracha he said. Okay. What happens, Kisalak, when he finally gets to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechal Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zeira, he found these three great tzaddikim sitting and learning, these great Amorim. Amila, others say it was Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yasri, they were sitting. So a chabur of great Amoraim were sitting down. The Kamri, they're learning this Mishnah about the friend who lent the tavlin and the mayim to the other lady with her dough. And they said, why do we say that it should go based on the owner of the dough, the owner of the tavlin and the water? Why don't we throw in libatel mayim umelech legabe yitzah? Let's say it's bittel. I own the dough, it's mine. So she gave me a little water, she gave me a little spices, but that's certainly batel to my dough, so why should it be attached to where she could go as well? That was the question. So Rabbi Abba, he says a little bracha, he thought he could say something that people would be mekabel, so he comes in, he pipes into this little conversation, he says, Amar Lei Rabbi Abba says to them, going on to Amar Beis now, Haray, so he says the following shiloh. So, how can you suggest batel here? I don't understand. Haray, we have a klal. So let's say a kav of chitin of yours becomes mixed with 10 kavin of my chita. So now I've got 11 kavin. So yochel hala v'chade. So should I eat my, the 11 kavin and be happy? It doesn't work that way. I just ate a kav of your chitin. Why should I be happy? I mean, there's no bittel in that case. We're going to discuss min b'mino in a second, but min b'mino ain't no bato. When you have one min with another min, there's no bittel at all. So I can't just say, okay, your kav chitin got mixed together. Oh, tough luck for you. Let me eat the 11 kav now. That doesn't make any sense. So how could the lady say, let me take your water and talvin and mevatel your ownership and rejoice in doing so? That doesn't make any sense. So unfortunately, he was not accepted his words. V'achike, they laughed at him. So Amr Le, he says back to them, Gusaychu Shakli, did I take your clothing or something that you're laughing? What did I say wrong? And Hadar Achuchi, they laughed at him a second time. So what was going on here? So Amr Rav Oshaya, Shapur Avid Dachik Alei, you guys laughed appropriately because he was very wrong in his questioning. Why? Maishna Chitin Bisorin, Dilok Amr Le. When he asked you the Shiloh, why didn't he say if a kav of Sorin get mixed with a 10 kav of Chitin, why didn't he suggest Sorin Chitin? Why did he choose a case of Chitin and Chitin? So he says, again, Maishna Chitin bisorin delok amrlu, davle min b'she'en amino, because that's two types of minim, and min b'she'en amino batel. That would be a good din of bittel. Bittel works by min b'she'en amino. But he chose a case of chitin bechitin. Nami, even in the world of min b'mino, nihid de la Rabbi Yehuda lo batel. Granted, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino ina batal. However, according to the Rabbanan, they hold mivata batal. Even min b'mino works as bittal. In other words, bittal works. Well, what do you mean? What's his shaila here? The case of min b'mino, bittal does actually work according to Chachamim. So just like it works by chitin and chitim, according to Chachamim, it should work also by the water and the spices, by the dough.
So they left because he didn't make the example of chitin b'seorim?
They didn't say, they're trying to figure out why they left, but yeah, exactly. Because right. he thought min b'mino in a bottle. Right. That's why. But he said min b'mino is bottle, according to Chachamim.
Or they left because he took min b'mino and against something that's min lo b'mino, like the dough and the water.
Well, they didn't say that. Much they didn't say. They just said min b'mino's bottle. His example,
the wrong example.
Right?
The
exactly.
Example is definitely the wrong example.
Exactly. The example seems incorrect.
Right.
So then Amar Le Rav Safar. Rav Safar says Moshe Shapir Karmis. The Gemara oftentimes, invokes Moshe. The user says every Talmud Chacham has a certain bechina neshama Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever that means. So he says Moshe Shapir Karmis or something. Rashi says no, he's swearing by Moshe's name or something or in the covenant of Moshe. Is that Rav Hoshaya saying correct? Is that really true? But lo shmiyale, do you not hear a hot damer Rabbi Chia ketusva mishmei dirav haboret tsroros migarno shechavero chayv l'shalem lo dimei chitim. So listen to this. Let's say I've got a massive amount of chita I want to sell. Now chita is not pure chita. There's pebbles that get mixed together. It's not going to be 100% pure pebbles and dirt. Now let's say I'm a nice guy. I want to take out some of the dirt and pebbles to make it pure. I actually owe the guy money. Because when he weighs the amount of money with the wheat and the pebbles, the volume is much bigger. I've just decreased his volume right now. Now, even though the dirt and the pebbles have no value at all, but the volume has changed now. That's part of selling wheat. You're not playing any games. You're not adding unnecessary pebbles. But when you give a lump of wheat, pebbles come along with it. That's part of the weighing of the... So when I take it out, I actually owe him money. Now, even though I didn't take anything of value to him, but it will affect the price, I had to pay him. The Gemara says, Alma, we see from here, Kila Chasre, it's lacking in the volume, that's called lacking, Hachanami Kila Chasre, here as well. So in other words, even though you want to say Bita works, even though water and tavlin should be Mevatel, in the end of the day, the volume has been affected by it. There's still, the dough is bigger, the dough has risen, so therefore, it should not, even though Bita might be effective here, in the end of the day, there's still some monetary value that's affected by this. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Alma kila chasre, mipnei shechasa midaso, because the volume of the wheat now has changed when you took out all the tsroros, mischayev lo, you're chayev to pay for changing his volume of chita. V'yafa gavdol midei shavu, even though the pebbles were worthless, the kosho, but still nonetheless, you have to, you affected the volume and the value that he could sell for. The kosho gain mayim umelch, and certainly when it comes to water and salt, to lo batol b'miutayu, demidei detaimahu, that adds flavor. I mean, the troros and the dirt that's there adds no value at all. The water and salt, not only does it add to the volume, but it adds to the taste, it adds to everything. They're essential to the dough. And therefore, how could you suggest bittul? I don't understand the shaila. How could it be bittul at all? So that was his response. So now the Gemara says, now it gets even trickier. So Amar Le, Gemara says back in Amar Beis, Amar Le Abaye says, to Rav Safra, v'lo shani le lamar, bein mamon sheyesh lo tovin, the mamon shein lo tovin. Wait a second here. Okay, it's a very nice connection between the tsreros and then the kol shekhen to the mayim, but in the end of the day, doesn't it make a difference who the owner is? The owner should be a relevant factor here. So if you look at Rashi, the first wide line down, Rashi writes here, Amar le Rav Safra la Abaye, and sorry, the wrong one, higher up, Amar le Abaye, around six lines up in the narrow lines, v'lo shani le v'chulei, masisin mamon shein lo tovim hayom havei, when the friend lent the water and the salt, she can't be toveya the water today. She lent me the water and salt for the day, for Yantif. So, de oshlatinu nehela alach Yantif. It was lent to me for Yantif, and after Yantif, I'll pay her back. So it's mine. She cannot be toveya that water and salt today. It's not hers at all. Vein la be'isa zu ela isa shvisa mishim mamona hamurba. And the only iser of her shvisa is because her value that's in here, the water and salt that she gave, since she cannot claim the water and salt back from me, she as if she doesn't exist. She doesn't exist because she can't claim the money. So if it's mamon sheyesh lo tovin, I get it. I mean, the case of, let's say, the tsroros and my chita, if I take it away, the guy could claim, you took my dirt, you took my tsroros, you could give me the money back. So there we say, okay, you affected the value. But here, the case of the water and the salt, the neighbor cannot claim the water and salt back anymore. She gave it to me to use for the day. And therefore, by mamon she'ein lo tovin, you cannot claim, you can claim bittul, and it does not depend on the neighbor. She's not the owner anymore. So now the Gemara says back again, I told you it's tricky. Amr le, it says back, uletamech, according to your logic here. Had the Amar Rav Chista, so the Gemara is going to challenge, since when is the ownership affect bittul or not? Bittul has to do with the chefta, the objects. Not about the gavra, not who owns it. So Gemara is about to just bring, again, another case of bittul, a bit of a tricky case of bittul, and to prove that it depends on the chefta, doesn't depend on the gavra. We don't care who owns it. Now I'll say the case outside here just to make it clear, then we'll read this inside. When it comes to the bittul of nevela and shchuta, what's called min bemino? An animal that's shechted is shchuta, animal that's dead is nevela. Min b'sheino mino. They're two different things. You can't apply bittul. They're two different cases here. Now,
even though it's the same animal.
Even though the same animal, exactly. Legabe hilchos tuma, right. Nevela is tame, shchuta is not tame. So they're different halachas. They're different halachas. That's called min b'sheino mino. But however, I'm reading outside Rashi here. If one item could turn into the other item, then it can become min b'mino. How could it change? So a shchuta, shechted animal, can never become tame, like a nevela. Cannot turn into a nevela. A nevela can turn into a shchuta, and that it will become tahor. How? A nevela, an animal is dead, now it's tame. If it, however, gets so bad for 3 weeks, it rots, it's srucha, where it's no longer edible to dogs, it's no longer tame anymore, it loses its status, it can become tahor. Now, it won't become shechted, like I could eat it. But lagabe hilchos tuma have the same din. Just like a shchuta is tahor, so to a nevela srucha becomes tahor as well, it could turn into that. If you could have it turn into it, then bittul could apply, you could have min b'mino. So now, when it comes to min b'mino, it's something transferring into something else, it goes based on the rov. Meaning, if the rov item can turn into the miut, we say min b'mino. But if it's the other way, so that's just that's hopefully some points to work with. Look at Gemara now and see if that was enough to make sense. If not, we'll explain a little bit further. So we're trying to prove from a case of min b'mino how it depends on the objects, does not depend on the bialim here. So again, the Gemara says, Amar le letamech, according to your svara, ha da'amar rev chista, nevela betela b'shchuta. A nevela can be batel in the shchuta, which means the shchuta is the rov here. Nevela can be batel in the rov of shchuta. Why? Lefi she'ief shar l'shchuta she'teas a nevela, because the shchuta cannot turn into nevela. And therefore, they remain min b'she'ena mino, and we apply bittul. But a nevela, the shchuta, eino betela, b'nevela, but a shchuta cannot be batel in a rove of nevela. Why not? If rove is nevela, why not? The fisha efsher, the nevela, shetasa shchuta. A nevela can transform into a shchuta. Not legabe me eating it, but legabe hilchos tahara. That the nevela can somehow, if it gets so badly rotten where not even a dog will eat it, it's now going to be tahor, will have the same halachic status as a shchuta. And since nevela, which is the rove, can transform into a shchuta, ultimately, we assume it's min b'mino, and you will not apply the din abittel. So it's a tricky din abittel here. However that works, though, hopefully that's understood, in the end of the day, are we going to say, hachanami, tichi isle b'ilim lobala? But let's say someone owned the nevela. Would we say no bittel then? What does bialim have to do with anything here? It has to do with a chefsa. Are they min b'mino? Min she'ena b'mino. Since when is a bialim a relevant fact here? And therefore, we throw that out. It's not about, don't distinguish between mamon chain lo bialim versus mamon chain lo she'esh lo bialim. So Gemara said, wait a second. V'chi tem, if you're going to tell me hachanami, no, maybe it does. Maybe the whole case of shchuta nevela is when they're ownerless. But if they were owned, maybe you cannot apply the whole din of bittel. Can't be. Because we have a first din now of the Hatani, the Brayser says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Chefse Hefker, which is ownerless, Konim Shvisa, Afapi, Shein Lehem, Bailam, Domim, Kisheish Lebailam. We have a din here. When it comes to Shvisa, when it comes to a Tchum having ownership, it doesn't depend on who, if there's an owner or not owner, it depends on the Chefse. Wherever the Chefse is, it's Konim Shvisa, and 2,000 Amos in radius of that Chefse is the Tchum, even though there's an owner. So too as well, when it comes to the case of the Mayim and the Tavlin and the Isa, it doesn't depend on owners or not owners of Yeshel Tovim, Ein Lo Tovim. It doesn't depend on that at all. It depends on the Chefse, and therefore we completely neutralize that case of the Tovim. Okay, so we're not done yet. It's still a bit tricky now. We have to figure out where we're holding at this point, right? Who's asking a question, who's answering the Shiloh right now. So right now, let's just see, make sure we're making sense of things. What stage are we right now? I don't remember. So we just said...
וזה מוכח שטעם דין הבורר צורות הוא משום שהם בעלות יכולה להיפטל.
Right, so Abai just said to Rava, so according to you, it's approved here, the separating of the tsroros, just like there's no bittel of tsroros into the grains, so too the bilus of the water and the salt shouldn't be bittel either in the dough.
Right.
They were saying the bittel shouldn't work. So what was the shaila? Initially we started off the question, there should be bittel, the water and salt should be bittel in the isa, and we said no, just like the tsroros are not bittel to the chita, so too this shouldn't be bittel either at all. And it doesn't depend on owners or not owners. That was a suggestion we made. No, because the tsroros have owners, so there's no bittel. But by the case of the dough, the water and salt, there are no owners because they can't request the money back. So that's not a distinction. There's no distinction of bailam versus ain bailam. And therefore, we should not apply bittel. Just like by the tsroros there's no bittel, water and salt are not bittel either. So Gemara says, Amar lei, mi kamadam is isur lemamona. Can you compare a case of isur versus mamon? The case of tsroros is din of mamonos, where you're causing the guy loss of money, loss of volume. By the case of shrisa, this is din of iser. They're two different categories of halacha. So isura batel, mamona lo batel. Isura, we apply din of min bamino, min b'sheno mino, those din of bittel, if the guy be iser, then you could apply bittel, as opposed to mamona lo batel. Meaning, even though by tsroros, we don't apply bittel by mamon, we don't say, okay, the guy is going to lose his money and apply bittel. No, the guy is the owner, he could claim his money back from the tsroros. But the case of Isser, but of Tchum, there would be Bittel. So what's the difference? Time am I? Why do we say that there is Bittel when it comes to this case of the dough? So Gemara says, time am I? So Abai Amar, Gzer Shema Tasa Isa B'shutfis. So if you look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says, last two lines of the page here, Abai Amar, Gzer Shema Yatasa Isa B'shutfis. I Amris Maim Umelach Lo Asirla. If we say that the water and salt are not Asir, we say it's bittel. We do apply bittel. Then asi lemeimar nami bisa shutvis yolchuhu kol achas v'achas lemkomo. In other words, you're right. Really, bittel will work. Bittel should work. So again, let's just be clear before you go ahead. By the case of tsroros, by dini mamonos, there's no bittel. We don't say tsroros or bittel. That the guy's got a taina, he could claim his money. By iser, we will say bittel. So why don't we apply bittel? And Mark says the reason why we don't apply bittel, really there should be bittel. But they made a gzeira that if you borrowed your friend's water and salt on Shabbos, the gabay tchum, and we say the bittel, in another case where there are two partners who own the dough equally, you might say, oh, there too, I could go wherever I want, and that's incorrect. By shutfis, you cannot just take the dough where you want, although by bittel cases you can, the cases get confusing, and therefore they made a gzeira that even if you borrow water and salt that really should be bittel, and all mine, and go based on only my raglei tchum, we have to go based on theirs as well, because of the gzeira of shutfis. That's one explanation. Rav Amar, which I think what Ricky is pointing out in the beginning here, something similar to this, Rav says, the whole question doesn't make any sense. The water and salt is not a classic case of min b'shein amino. Rav Amar, Tavlin letame ovid, vetami lo batel. So when you have min b'shein amino, okay, you apply bittel. In other words, if milk falls into chont, and we apply bittel b'shishim, it's batel. But if something that adds flavor, this tam, there's no bittel. If you pour hot sauce into chont, even a little bit, that's going to make the whole thing spicy. Adar shishim, I don't care. There's tam that's there. So the water and salt, although there might be 60 times flour than the water and salt, since they add flavor to it, we don't apply, you cannot, bittel does not work by tam, and that's why you couldn't apply bittel. And the final answer, Gemara Lama Tess, on the top of Lama Tess says, Rav Ashi Amar, a different reason why bittel doesn't work by the water and salt, and that's because Mishim Dehavir Le Davar Sheishel Matirin, Bechol Davar Sheishel Matirin, Afil Be'ev Labato, meaning the water and salt are only usher today of Tchum, as Yontif, or Shabbos. But when it ends, it's mutter to take wherever you want, and therefore we have this cloud. Whenever there's a Davar Sheishel Matirin, the din is Eino Bato. So we'll recap quickly what we did. Yeah, much clearer. I mean, okay, like, it's strange that they didn't give it from the beginning.
Right, because that's, yeah. like nobody can argue yeah. with that.
And it was a very nice shock batarya, yeah, like nice, like, you know, acrobats they're doing, but
yeah.
Much easier. But quickly recap what we had done here about the Breira, not Breira. We spoke at Rabbi Yochanan, who does not hold the Breira. Rabbi Hoshaya does hold the Breira, but he only holds a Breira on a Din Derabana, not on a Deraisa. We spoke about the difference between the Shor Shel Patam, it goes based on whoever buys it tomorrow, Kol Adam, and the Shor Shel Roa, based on those people only from the particular city. About people borrowing Erev Yom Tov, even though he did not actually get the item, but he agreed to get the item Erev Yom Tov, it goes based on his Ragle Shoel. The Mashil, if he borrowed it on the Yom Tov, it does not go based on the Shoel, even if it's a guy he'd regularly lend to, since the Maise didn't borrow it Erev Yom Tov, it does not go based on the Shoel, it goes based on the Mashil. Then we had the case of Rebbe Abba, And they asked the question, why don't we apply bittul of Mayim Mamelach? So they had a whole complicated thing of min mimino, min she'ino mino, the case of tovim, she'ino tovim, the case of tsaros, mamam and iser. Again, a fascinating sugya, like a fun yeshiva sugya to go through. But the bottom line is, the Gemara gave three different answers why we don't apply bittul by Mayim and Talvin. Number one is, as a gzera, because of shutvis, they might get confused and start carrying it when there is no case of bittul. Second answer was tavlin l'tame, and there's no bittul by tam. And the third answer of Ashi says because davar sheish matirin lo bittul. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.